Kupe, his daughter and the whiki. Kawakawa is a native plant that is important for Māori. It's a plant that helps us with our blood in terms of rongoa. It's a medication for blood to ensure that it's strong enough, but also thin enough. The kawakawa leaf is distinctive because it's shaped like a heart. Kawakawa was the first leaf used by migrants from Hawaiki who came here with Kupe, the great Polynesian navigator, who was the first to discover these lands. Kupe came to Aotearoa because he was chasing a troublesome whiki. One meaning of a whiki is an octopus, but he was more than likely chasing a whiki that was a giant squid. A whikiriri is a whiki that's more like a squid rather than an octopus. The whiki that Kupe was chasing was pregnant. So when the whiki pulled into Rangi Whakaoma in the Wairarapa, now known as Castle Point, she took shelter in the cave at the northern end. And that is where the whiki gave birth. Kupe went looking for the whiki, but he thought that the whiki had already travelled south, although he wasn't sure about that. At strategic points along the coast, Kupe positioned his children with the instruction that if they saw the whiki, they were to raise an alarm. The signal of smoke from a fire would alert others further down the line that the whikiriri had been seen. After the whiki gave birth, she started her migration south, most likely to Kaikoura, where there are a lot of whales. One of Kupe's children was attracted to the whiki and decided to travel with the whiki. The whiki took Kupe's daughter under the water with her, but as she submerged, she was drowned. That was the first death in Aotearoa. The women who mourned her death adorned their heads with leaves, which is what they would have done back in their home country of Hawaiki. The leaves they chose in these new lands was kawakawa, and today kawakawa is still used in tangihanga, in funeral rites throughout New Zealand.